Welcome to the Beauty in Battle podcast, where we talk about winning in marriage by waging a war. I'm Jason Benham. I've got my girlfriend slash wife, Tori Benham, with me, and we are here to talk to you about how Satan tries to get you to fight face-to-face with your spouse, but God designed you to fight shoulder-to-shoulder against Satan so that you can win in your marriage. Fighting together draws you together. We cannot wait to jump in. So here we go. So this week, this is a really fun one. We're talking about getting to know your spouse deeper. We're going to take you through an exercise called the Hero's Journey. I just love this.
I love it too. This has been such a fun one for us.
Yeah.
And last week we were talking about being, you know, super communicators and the power of communication and how super communicators ask 10 to 20 more questions than the average person because they're just genuinely curious. They want to get to know the other person. And I think that this exercise is so helpful in getting to know and to be into being more curious about your spouse and just getting to know them at a deeper level. I know for us, it really opened my eyes a lot into you as a child, into you now. And just, I don't know, it was just super helpful doing this with you. So I think that you guys will really enjoy this too.
So this week, we're going to dive into one powerful question that will help you dive deeper into who you are and help you understand who your spouse is. Mm. And Tori and I, last week, of course, we were talking about, you know, connecting through conversation. We're talking about specifically being curious about your spouse and how curiosity leads you into a deeper conversation.
And connection.
Yes. And how you need to adopt a growth mindset, you know, where if you guys are learning things together, then you're always going to have stuff to talk about. And we were talking about like, so what do we want to follow that up with? And Tori remembered us doing this exercise called the Hero's Journey, of which I want to give credit where credit is due. My good buddy, Eric Beck, you guys heard Eric and Rachel Beck on our podcast last year. He taught it to me.
Right.
And we've applied it to our own business framework at Expert Ownership. And so we've taken a lot of people through this, and Tori and I have done marriage seminars where we've taken people through this little exercise. And so what we want to do is on our podcast today is we want to walk you through it. Okay. It's going to be really fun.
It is going to be fun.
But if that's what we're going to do, then you have to be willing to play along with us. Mm-hmm. So when we ask you to press pause, you need to press pause because this exercise is going to require you 5 to 6 to 10 minutes of thinking time.
Right.
If you're going to do it right and you're going to get the most out of it. And the best thing to do would be for you to press pause now and listen to this with your spouse.
Press pause now?
Yeah. And yeah, what I'm saying is if you could press pause now, okay, before I play my little song, I'm going to play a song for you. And then you just press pause and just wait to listen to this podcast until you get your spouse together with you. Okay. And you guys are going to listen to it together. Now, if you can't, then just listen to it. No big deal.
And then have your spouse go back and do it.
And then you can have your spouse go back and do it. But the best, it's more fun doing it together.
Yeah. But it is important that you play along. This is not, we've never done this with on our podcast before where we've asked you to pause and come back to it after we ask the question. But it's really important that you do that. Like if you don't pause and you just listen to it, you're actually going to regret it because it's going to be hard for you to answer the question if you know where it's going.
If you know where we're going.
Right. So it's important for you to just go along with us, guys, okay?
Okay, now before we get going, we want to play you a song. Now, I love this one. This is called The Long Way by Brett Eldridge, and it's country, and it's a guy. This song specifically is talking about how he meets this girl who ends up, I guess, becoming his wife or whatever, but this is when they first meet each other, and he's going to bring her home, and then he's asking her for directions, you know, I guess this is pre-GPS. And then he's like, take me the long way.
Yep.
Like, I want to spend some time with you.
Yeah, I love this song.
And this is all about getting to know your spouse. So here we go. Brett Eldridge, The Long Way. This is cool. Did you wear a crown tour ever?
No.
No. There you go, right there.
I love it. It's just, it's all about curiosity. Like, I want to get to know you. Tell me about you. Tell me where your parents, I want to know where your parents met. I want to know, did you wear a silver crown? I think they're talking like, were you prom queen?
Prom
like,
queen.
Who, you know, yeah. Who were you? Who are you? I want to take you the long way.
Yeah, I love that. Okay, so there we go. Now here, I want to start this with a Bible verse, Proverbs 20, verse 5. It says, the purpose in a man's heart is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. Mm. So oftentimes there are purposes deep down inside of us that we don't even really know. And we need those things drawn out.
Yeah.
And this is where a good pastor comes in. This is where, you know, a good friend comes in. This is where a good counselor can come in. They can help you process through things. They can bring up certain points. They can help scripture come alive. Or they, right. You know, whatever it is.
Yeah.
You might need a word of encouragement, but you begin to understand what the purpose is for you on this earth as you have good people in your life, you know, a mom or a dad, that kind of thing. And so what we want to do is we want to help draw something out of you that you may not have known is inside you.
Yeah.
Okay. And we call this the hero's journey. Again, I go back to my buddy, Eric Beck taught us this, and I'm just so thankful that he did because it was very eye-opening for me. And this is one question. I'm going to ask you one question. Okay, and we're going to have two different ways to apply it, but we're going to ask one question, and we're going to want you to think really deeply about it. And the way that you answer this question, ultimately, as we continue the exercise, you'll see it's going to reveal things to you about yourself that you may not have known. Mm-hmm. You might have felt deep down inside, but you didn't really know. You couldn't put your finger on it. Mm-hmm. And it's also going to help you understand your spouse much deeper. So Tori and I are going to go through this. Okay, so here's the question. And right when I ask the question, I'm going to want you to press pause and I'll tell you when. Okay, ready? Here we go. Early in your life, before the age of, let's say, 14, okay, right. Who was your hero?
Yep.
Who was your hero?
Just think about it, but you're going to put it on pause and you're just going to be thinking, when I was a kid, who did I aspire to be like? Who did I look to and was like, I want to be like that?
Real or fictional?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'll just tell you, just so that you know this, my character was fictional.
And my person was real.
And Tori's was real. Mm-hmm. So before the age of 14, who was your hero, real or imaginary? Mm-hmm. Okay. And I'll just tell you this real quick before you press pause. My brother and I did this exercise with the Dallas Cowboys. We did their chapel this year. What was this, 24? Yeah, we did it this year. And we had Dak Prescott was there. We had the coach McCarthy was there. We had all of them there. Mm-hmm. And Coach McCarthy's hero before the age of 14 was Superman.
Aww.
Dak Prescott's, I'm pretty sure it was Batman. It was either Batman or Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. And then you had several of the cornerbacks there. I mean, guys that you'd know their faces and names.
You had people that said, my dad.
Imaginary.
That said, right. Like, it was just all over the place.
One guy said it was like a coach that he had.
Right.
Another guy said his dad. So it doesn't matter which way you go. Mm-hmm. Just think, before the age of 14, who was your hero? Okay. Press pause. Ding, 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 ding. Okay. Now, hopefully you pressed pause and now you're back. All right. Who did you say? Who did you say? So let me tell you who I said was my hero. Okay. Before the age of 14, my hero was Rocky Balboa. Legit Rocky Balboa. I grew up in the times when, you know, Rocky 1 and 2 had already come out, but then Rocky 3, you know, and Rocky 4 coming out in the 80s. And I watched it as a young kid and I was just, I mean, he was my hero.
Yeah.
And, It was crazy. What about you, Tor?
So my hero, the person that immediately came to mind was my aunt Carissa. I called her Auntie Key.
Okay.
It was my mom's sister.
Yeah.
And she was just somebody that I just loved so much and was what you're telling
no, I'm
me
just
to
telling
shut
you,
up,
don't give any characteristics yet.
I'm not.
Okay.
Jason's looking at me like, zip it.
No. I just don't want you to get characteristics yet because that's, I said the one question is who was your hero? Okay, fine. Now we're gonna.
I mean, sometimes it can be a couple people, right?
Yes.
Like it can be two people and that's fine. Like if you've got a couple people in mind, you can just keep those in mind.
Yep. Okay. So now here, this is not a question. This is an assignment, and you're going to have to press pause again. Okay. Now, write down some things if you've got something to write with, or you can just think of these things. What are the characteristics about that person? Mm. What are the characteristics about that character that drew you to them?
Right.
Okay. So press pause now and write those down.
So you're thinking of adjectives to describe these people.
Describe them.
Describe these people that were your heroes.
That's exactly right. So press pause now and write down those characteristics. What are the descriptions? All right. You want to do dun, 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 dun. Okay, good. All right, now you're back. Okay, great. So you've written down some things. So let me tell you about what I wrote down for Rocky Balboa. When I did this exercise, and Tori will tell you what she wrote down for her Aunt Carissa. Rocky, what I loved about him, he overcame his fear, but he was a guy that went through fear. Mm-hmm. Like he was a very real dude. He went through fear, but he overcame it. He stood up to bullies.
Yeah.
He worked really hard toward a goal. Like, I loved his workout montages.
Yeah.
Like, it really inspired me to work out.
Right.
And to this day, I'm 48. I still work out. Now, I don't work out that hard anymore.
Yeah.
But I still work out. And then ultimately, though, there was something in Rocky. You always knew he was fighting for his girl.
Yeah.
There was really something special about Adrian. Mm-hmm. Now, I didn't know any of this stuff, guys, until Eric took me through this hero's journey a couple years ago. And I started listing all these characteristics. And I didn't really realize one of the things was that he was a fighter. He stood up to bullies, but he fought for his girl. It's like at the end of the fight, he's yelling for Adrian, you know, like, so there was always something in me that wanted that really special connection with my wife, like Rocky had.
Yeah.
So those were my characteristics. Yeah. How about you for your
answer? So I couldn't find my list. I wrote it in some journal. I was looking for it this morning, but I couldn't find it. But just the thing, I'll just tell you the things that come to the top of my mind when I think about my Aunt Carissa now. So she was just very nurturing. She mm-hmm. was an amazing mom and an amazing wife. She's very relational, very hardworking. Fun, a lot of fun.
She was fun.
And very generous.
Is fun, I should say.
Very fun and very generous.
Hospitable, like crazy. Hospitable
and just let people feel very special. She made me particularly feel very special. I felt just really loved. And I just like, I wanted to, that was something that I was just really drawn to in her.
Yeah.
But just very nurturing, relational, hardworking. She owned a business and she was just super creative.
Yeah, she's entrepreneurial. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there's our characteristics of each one. Okay, now let me follow up with a second part to this question. Okay, it's the exact same question. Who was your hero? But now I'm going to ask you after the age of 14 into later teenage years, maybe early 20s, whatever. Who was your hero? Now, a lot of times... And I actually just did this exercise on a business coaching call that I did. A lot of times your hero stayed the same. Mm-hmm. So the guy I was just coaching, he said it was his dad, you know, at 12 years old. And then at 21 years old, he said it was still my dad. Okay. So it can be the same person. For me, it changed. But for you, maybe it changed, maybe it didn't. Okay. So now think later in life, later teenager, early 20s or whatever, maybe even into your 30s, who would you say is your hero? Okay, real or imaginary? Okay, press pause. Ding, 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 ding. Okay, now you're back. Okay, fantastic. Good job. You guys are doing this exercise great with us. Okay, for me, when it got later on in life, I remember watching Braveheart in college. And it was at that moment that I shifted my perspective from Rocky Balboa, who was still a hero, to William Wallace. Mm-hmm. There was something about William Wallace that really resonated with me, and it resonated with a lot of guys. And so he was a leader of a remnant. He had a warrior spirit. He never backed down from a fight. And guess what about William Wallace? Mm. He fought for his girl.
Wow.
It was his love for his wife that got him into the fight to begin with.
Wow.
You know? And so I never knew that stuff until Eric's walking us through it. And I wrote that down. So now Tori,
so for me, you know, I became a mom really young in life. In my early 20s, I was a mom. And so for me, when I became a mom, my own mom became my hero because I began to see her in a different light in the way that she just prioritized her family and the way she just gave so sacrificially. And just probably the most selfless person alive is my mom. And I just have so much respect for her. And I think becoming a mom just upped, you know, that respect level just so incredibly high. And so she definitely, you know, in my adult life was like, that's my hero is my mom.
Yeah, that's great. And I want to go back to the Dallas Cowboys for a second, because I'm about to bring you to the climax of this exercise. And the whole reason why we're asking you this, when we asked those guys, and David and I went around the room and just let the guys just spitball, who's your hero? Who's your hero? And I'm just telling you, most of the Dallas Cowboys, it was fictional heroes.
Yeah.
Spider-Man, Batman, Superman, you know, and here all these guys are, you know, and just these professional athletes making millions of dollars, and even the coach. And these are like, it's a gladiator sport type thing. And then I brought them to the climax, which is what I'm going to do with you right now. Okay. Think about the characteristics of the hero or the heroes.
These should be written down at this point.
Yep.
If not, pause and write down the characteristics of these heroes.
Yes. Think about those characteristics. What is it? What are those characteristics? Write them down. Okay. Now, when I shared with you Proverbs 20, verse 5, the purposes in a man's heart is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. Okay. What we have just done is drawn out the characteristics that are true about you and who God made you to be.
Yeah.
So if it was Batman and Batman stood up to the bully and Batman was always standing for what was right and what was good, God made you to be a modern day Batman.
Yeah.
You know, and when it's Aunt Carissa and she was the most hospitable human being alive, you know, when my brother and I first came into Connecticut, it was Tori's mom was making us all this food and all this stuff. And then Tori's aunt, Carissa, then invited us over to their lake house and they had filet mignon and lobsters and all that kind of stuff. There were so many things about Carissa that I could see happening in Tori's life later on because those characteristics were true in her.
Yeah.
And then as Tori grew, you know, older and her mom, you know, just seeing how her mom serves and all of those things. Like if you ever did a marriage intensive with me and Tori, you'll see what Tori does with the food situation, like the charcuterie boards and all the stuff that you get. She pulled that directly from her mom. Mm-hmm. And she also pulled on, you know, a bunch of the characteristics from her aunt Carissa.
Yeah.
And so you see this, that's who God made you to be.
Yeah. It's just so amazing that God puts these desires in our heart at a young age.
Yeah.
He created us. He made us with such purpose and design. And he put these desires in our heart. You know, for me, it was like watching my aunt when I was young, you know, as a wife and how, you know, and as a mom and the way she nurtured and the way that she just was fun. Like there was something that made her home so inviting and warm. And like, it made me want to be a mom and a wife. Right. Yeah. And it made me want to be creative in business. And it made me like, it stirred up an appetite in me for those things. And I, you know, you always say that leadership is the ability to create an appetite in somebody.
Yeah.
And it was that leadership from my aunt and then that leadership from my mom that just made these desires become so alive inside of me. And then like doing this hero's journey and writing those characteristics down. And then they, you know, at the end, Eric says, that's who you are. That's who God made you to be because he put that inside of you. He put that desire inside of you.
That's your purpose.
You know, out of all, you know, all the people, all of your, like you've done it with friends and they pick such different people, right? Like for you picked a superhero and then you picked a character from a movie, right?
Yeah.
Because it was like the bravery in them. It was the courage. It's like, that's so who you are. And God put that desire in you as an 8-year-old little boy. And then as a 16-year-old teenager, like he put those desires and those thoughts inside of your head. Like, that's what I want to be because that's who you are.
Yeah. And you know, it never really hit home to me until I went through this exercise. And then I looked back and I thought, you know, Rocky Balboa, he had to deal with fear. So did William Wallace, but they overcame the fear and then they went out and they fought, you know, and they got bruised and beaten and all of that kind of stuff, but they did it for the people that they love.
Yeah.
And then I didn't realize it. You know, I went through that whole HGTV thing and I dealt with some serious fear. You know, David and I, number one story on Facebook for a day in 2014, when we got fired for our faith on HGTV and people were coming against us like crazy. And we honestly almost waffled, like, I'm going to have to just be quiet about my faith. You know, some of these things that people consider politically incorrect. We almost waffled. We had a friend that rebuked us and told us stand strong, and we did. And yet we came out on the other side of that victorious, like Rocky, like William Wallace. Like, mm-hmm. We went through fear. We stood strong. We then saw ourselves as the ones that can go out there and help believers who are being bullied into silence in this crazy cancel culture that we're in.
Yeah.
And, but all of that was how Rocky lived. That's how William Wallace lived.
Yeah.
And so when I went through this exercise and then all of that came to a head for me, I'm like, oh, that's really interesting. That was God's purpose for me all along.
Yeah.
And I was attracted to these superhero guys
with those
way back when.
With those same characteristics, because God was calling it out of you.
Yeah. And that helped Tori understand me better.
It helped me understand you so much more. And I think that it's helped us understand our relationship so much better too, because it's like, we're so different in that way. Like, there's something in me that's just so drawn to home, and I think that there were some times where I was like, when I saw this fighter in you and this thing that was kind of bringing you out into the world to bring change to things that needed change and to be courageous and to stand strong, you know, that I think just understanding that is who God called you to be, that's who God made you to be, has helped me to just appreciate who he made you to be. And then I think for you, like, doing this, it's like, you know, there is, you kind of have to pull me a little bit out of our home more, right? Like, but I think you understanding that and I think it just brings a lot of balance to our family as well. Like, I think that, you know, there's something inside of me that's always kind of like drawing us to, you know, back home, and you're so drawn to home as well. But like, the understanding that there also is this call on your life, to courageously call people into their calling and helping them, like the way that these superheroes, they helped people.
Yeah, it was like, I remember William Wallace, he didn't want to fight. He was like, I just want to have a wife and kids, and I want to be left alone. And he got pulled into the battle.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, and it's just really important that we see those characteristics that you thought about that hero that you had early on, that hero that you had later on in life, whether real or fictional, is who God called you to be.
Yeah. It's really good.
That's the purpose in your heart. Mm-hmm. And you need to know that about your spouse.
Yeah.
And then it also helps you understand that your spouse's greatest strength can also be their greatest weakness.
Right.
So when they are showing themselves weak, as Tori said with me, you know, there might be sometimes I'm in fighter mode, you know, at home, and I need to calm it down. She knows this is something that God put in Jason.
Yeah.
He put that DNA of fighter.
Totally.
In him.
I remember a couple of years ago, as the kids were getting older, and I think for a lot of years there was, you know, I wanted to be home, but there was also like this, you know, something inside of me that wanted to, it was like, Lord, is there anything more that you have for me? And kind of questioning what exactly my purpose was. And then as the kids got older and life got a little bit easier, I actually really settled into being a stay-at-home mom and really loving it and enjoying it. And then feeling like a little bit of a tug to do more with you and to be called out of our home a little bit more. And I remember having a dream, trying to remember exactly what the dream was, but the dream, I know what it was. We had a baby and I wanted to stay home. We had a new baby and I wanted to stay home and give birth to the baby at home. And, we really needed to get to a hospital. There was like some complications and we needed to go to the hospital, but I was like, I'm just going to stay home. I'm just going to stay home.
Yeah.
I don't really want to leave. It's more comfortable at home. And then the baby was stillborn. And I didn't feel like it was, you know, like even in the dream, it was like, it didn't feel like a human, like it didn't feel that connection, like a mother.
Like
would.
You were
it
supposed was, to give birth to something.
But it was like, I was supposed to give birth to something. And because I was so comfortable at home, I was putting that life that the God was calling out of me in jeopardy.
That's good.
And so anyways, but I really feel like because of who you are and the strength that God has given you, you help call me out and bring balance to that, you know, to help pull me out of my comfort zone and help call me into, you know, whatever God has for me. I just think that your personality and those things that God put in you are a really good balance to me and really help me to grow and to be who God, all that God's called me to be, because, you know, he's using you as that balance.
Yeah. So that exercise right there, and I'm sure if you were driving and you actually, you know, pressed pause and you thought through these things, that this was impactful for you. It's not original with us. We're just sharing with you an exercise that was taught to us, and then we found it impactful in our own lives, in my own personal life, and in understanding Tori in her personal life and understanding me. So go through this with your spouse.
Yeah.
Take time. And you guys talk about it. And don't be embarrassed. I think I had a woman say, what was it, Tor? There was some, it was, I don't remember if it was
at one of the
Batwoman or Catwoman or something like that. I forget what it was, but you know, I was like, I applaud that you just told us that was your true hero, because a lot of people wouldn't have admitted that, but they admit it. And I was like, there were characteristics about Catwoman or whoever it was.
Right.
So be honest and think of those characteristics and then recognize that's the purpose that God has for you.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
So good. I love it. Okay. So I was going to share a recipe.
Let's do it.
So was it like 2 weeks ago, you and I were starving hungry and
I'm starving hungry right now.
I am too. And I had made this white chicken and spinach lasagna.
Yeah, you did.
And then I froze some of it. And so anyways, we reheated it for lunch and had like a little day date at home with it. And oh my gosh, it was so much better the second.
It was like carrot cake. You know, carrot cake's always better after being in the fridge for a day. This was so much better.
It was warmed up. I don't know. It just totally hit the spot. And so I made it again this week and I'm going to make it for dinner tonight, but then I'm going to freeze like individual
back to the yes
one so that we can continue to do that.
Thank you, Tori Garland.
But I kind of just made up the recipe. It's a rotisserie chicken, Costco. Anytime I go to Costco, I get their rotisserie chicken. It's like $4.99. You cannot beat it. And it is
it's a big sucker.
Bird. It is a big bird. And so basically, you just, the sauce, the white sauce is just ricotta cheese and egg. So you just take like a big thing of ricotta, like the big, I think it's like a 1 pound container. Of ricotta, and you mix it with 2 eggs, and that becomes like what you would use in a lasagna for the sauce, right? Because this is a white lasagna. And then you steam a ton of spinach. So like two really like the biggest bags of frozen spinach that you can get.
Yeah. Two monsters.
Yep. And you steam that, and that becomes another layer. So you've got the chicken, and then I did a gluten-free lasagna for one of them. I did this, made one full 9x13 and then an 8x8. And then so on the 8x8, I used artichoke
hearts.
They're called they're artichoke lasagna sheets.
Yeah,
they're made out of artichoke.
Really?
We'll see. We'll see what you think. But Jason loves artichoke.
I do.
So I made a small one. I know the kids won't like that, but there's like 2 grams of carbs or something crazy. Yeah. Like it's basically no carbs.
Because Tori told me that if I don't get my abs back, she's going to leave me. So she's going low carb for me. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that I've never had abs. So it's not a requirement for you. Certainly not.
Love it. I don't want you to have abs.
So basically you're going to layer it with Parmesan cheese and a little bit of mustard. I didn't use a ton of cheese because I didn't want it to be like a ton of fat.
And you didn't want it stopped up.
Yeah, there you go. But anyways, you're just going to layer the noodles, the ricotta mixture, the chicken, the spinach, and then a little bit of Parmesan and a little bit of mozzarella. I think I used like an Italian blend cheese as well instead of mozzarella. Anyways, it is so good. And then I have these like really cute little dishes, like personal size. I don't even know the size, but they're really small. It's like a personal size dish. Yeah. So I'm going to put them in there and then you just wrap them and put them in the freezer. And then it's just so nice to have a healthy, delicious meal for when you're not in the mood to cook.
Good job, TG. Tori Garland, pulling it out again. Thank you.
You and that.
Are we eating that today?
We're eating that for dinner.
Yes.
All right, guys.
This was fun. Hero's journey. Thanks for hanging out with us. Don't forget those characteristics. That's who God has made you to be. Mm-hmm. That's your purpose.
Yeah, and this will be a fun one for you guys to be talking about this week.
And do it with your kids. We used to do it with our kids.
Yeah, we haven't done it with our kids. What in the world?
I know, right? Hey, listen, do as we say, don't do as we do. Yeah,
right.
All right, we'll see you guys next week.
We'll talk to you soon.